Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 10th, 2021. I'm going to get started with the collective reading using tarot. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. What does collective need to hear today? Okay, and we have Eight of Pentacles reversed, Four of Cups upright, and Six of Wands upright. So I'm seeing that right now you are starting to allow yourself, starting to kind of give yourself permission to learn new things, right? Learn a new way of being, a new way of interacting with the world, a new way of thinking. Some kind of shift is taking place where you are now choosing to apply change to your life based on what you've seen thus far. You're kind of living your life, thinking and assessing, okay, what's working for me, what doesn't, what makes me feel good, what does not, and what, if it does not, am I brave enough to change it, right? That Four of Cups energy is kind of seen, and maybe you've been in a sense of feeling trapped and kind of stagnant, and I feel like it's this unhappiness that has pushed you to kind of start your journey, right? That Six of Wands energy. You're like, you know what? I'm going to start this journey where I feel passionate about my life again, where I feel fulfilled, where I feel joy. And moment to moment, I feel like I'm being lifted to higher ground. I'm kind of sensing you've been kind of in this stuck state. And because you've been in it, you've tasted it. And you're like, okay, I've tasted it. Now what? Now you're kind of willing to let go of that which doesn't serve you, right? I feel like now you're giving yourself permission to do that. We have the Temperance upright. So this to me is about that connection between physical realms and spiritual realms, right? I feel like you're starting to find your balance on how your physical world can be different when you apply your spiritual learnings to this, right? Any wisdom that you've gotten through your writings, through your readings, through thoughts, ideas, through your spirit team, through dreams, through symbolisms, through anything of this realm, you're now starting to see a message, right? A story. And now you're choosing to fill this story more fully by incorporating it into your physical realm, by starting to apply this that you've learned. So that's going to help you get to where you want to be. We have the Star reverse. This card to me is about allowing yourself to shine, allowing yourself to be the bright light that you've been kind of searching for, right? That, yeah, I feel like you keep searching for. And I feel like maybe you don't recognize that you yourself are this light to other people. I kind of sense that because you've been feeling trapped in that Four of Cups energy, you've kind of been telling yourself like, well, you know, all these stories that just aren't good for you, you know, all these stories that aren't truths, right? And even though a part of you is telling you like, hey, this is the truth, so you might as well believe it, so, you know, you might as well do this, it's like a part of you starting to question like, is that the ultimate truth? And the Star reverse is here to tell you like, no, that's not the ultimate truth. The truth is that you are here for a reason. You are here to light the path for others. And you need to recognize that you are powerful, right? So even if you feel not powerful, all right, great, honor that. But then at the same time, know that that is not the limit. That is not where you are meant to stay. Know that you are meant to grow, to flourish, to reverse the Star energy, right? And to see the light that shines from within you. Have that illuminate yourself. You know, and have that illuminate others on their path back home to themselves. In the back, I'm seeing the Fool reversed. So I'm seeing that you've already started this journey of newness and you kind of feel maybe lost or kind of like you're stepping into this unknown. And that's fine, right? Know that the unknown is where the magic happens, where the mysteries are revealed, where you're kind of taking on this path that you don't know what's going to happen, but you know that what you're leaving isn't what you wanted anyway. So why not start down this path where it's full of possibility of your dreams echoing through time, your words, your vibrations, your goals, what you're manifesting is going to be down this path, right? So no matter how scary it might feel to you or any thoughts of uncomfortable because it's new, know that that's normal. Know that that's part of the journey. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to know today? We have Keter, the crown, spirituality, Hazmed, angel of annihilation, and Matariel, angel of rain. So these cards to me are kind of showing that beginning of a new cycle, right? Because when we start to get this wisdom from Keter, from our crown chakra, from the spirit realm, right, that temperance card, we start to kind of see how our belief systems have been the major role player in how we engage with life, right? When we start to acknowledge what we have control over and what we do not, we start to kind of allow ourselves permission to surrender these parts of ourselves that are kind of keeping us in this trapped mentality where there is no growth, where there is no space for growth. There's only all these low frequency vibrations like worry, stress, drama, replaying of events, what ifs, a lot of throwing back to the past, and a lot of throwing back to the future. But Keter's here to tell you, like, hey, this is your new truth and this is what needs to happen. And a lot of it has to do with that Matariel, angel of rain. This is, we just had a new moon yesterday, so I feel like a lot of new belief systems or old belief systems are coming to light, right, at the same time. Like, this is what you believed before, and this is what's going to replace that now. Because now we're just seeing that we can't continue on our journey carrying this baggage of emotions, of beliefs, of limiting thought patterns and vibrations, right? We're kind of doing what Matariel asks us to do, which is kind of just allow the rain to fall where it's going to fall. And this could also mean about emotions. This could also be about allowing yourself a good cry, allowing yourself to feel your emotions, to kind of take some time to see where you are right now, right? I feel like sometimes we can be so goal-oriented where we think, well, I have to do this. Well, I have to do that. Must move forward. Must move forward. Matariel's here to tell you, like, hey, accept where you are. You can't control where the rain falls. You can't control how hard it rains or how little it rains. Just accept what is right now. Allow for Keter to come in through the spiritual realm and give you some new wisdom, some new knowledge, some new ideas. And at the same time, allow yourself to surrender to Hazmed, angel of annihilation, all that no longer serves you, right? Be willing to let go of these parts of yourself. I know that at times we can feel maybe safe in situations that don't feel safe, right? Our own thought patterns, our own ideas, where we at the same time feel stifled by them, like we can't even live or express our truth, but at the same time, it's all that we know. So part of us kind of holds on to this familiarity, even though it's not good for us. And I feel like right now you're being supported in acknowledging, right? Giving yourself permission to see, like, hey, this doesn't help me, so what can I do about it? Hazmed is here to tell you, like, hey, give that to me so I can transmute it for you. Give it to me so now you have space to have this all filled up with things that you can control, with changes that you can make happen moment to moment. So I feel like a lot of surrender and new cycles are starting, a lot of acceptance about where you are right now, about where you want to be, about just kind of tuning into your emotions. Right? We're in Cancer season, so maybe some shower rituals or bath rituals are going to be helpful to you at this time. Just kind of tuning into the flow of all things, right? I feel like sometimes you can hold on to energy, but energy is always moving, right? So, like, what are we doing to ourselves when we hold on to energy that can't really be held on to, right? Like, we can try to control energy and the flow of it, but that does us no good, right? We're kind of wasting a lot of our resources in trying to control what we cannot. We're not meant to control a lot of things, right? That's why the importance of the presence and the present moment is, that's where our power is, right? So maybe meditate so you can tap into your crown chakra, into what this wisdom is saying, into, I feel like you're going to be just revealed a lot of things today if you take some time to meditate and to allow yourself to feel, allow yourself to be revealed to by the universe about your journey and where you are right now and what you need. On the back, I'm seeing Gevura, left hand, judgment. Gevura is here to tell you about boundaries, here to tell you about, like, hey, this isn't what's good for you anymore. Hey, protect yourself from this. And I feel like this has a lot to do with your internal world. Gevura is here to tell you, like, hey, have boundaries within yourself. That thing you keep worrying about, maybe put a line in the sand now and say, you know what, no more. I'm not going to worry about it right now. I'm not going to worry about it 24/7. If this is difficult for you, your Taurus is here to tell you, like, hey, if you can't quit cold turkey, that's fine. Maybe just allot a time in your day when you're going to worry about a thing. Maybe say, you know what, 4 p.m. every day, I'm going to worry about this for 20 to 30 minutes, right? Give yourself the same space, same time. Make an appointment with yourself to worry about a certain thing. If you really cannot seem to let it go immediately, that's fine, right? It's about practicing boundaries, about saying, no, you don't get to take over my life. No, you don't get to take over all of the millions of moments I'm going to have throughout the day. I'm going to go ahead and have this time with you, specific every day, specific location, specific every time. That's my appointment with worry. Okay, that's my appointment with this belief system. And then, and that way you liberate all these other moments, all this other time to doing what you actually love, to making space for Keter to come in and give you some more wisdom, to give yourself space to exist and enjoy this life, right? I feel like maybe right now you're struggling with a lot of giving yourself permission to enjoy your life, right? Maybe a lot of worry and stress has kind of kept you in this space of safety where you kind of feel like, no, this is safe. If I worry, I'll be prepared. But I feel like right now it's being revealed to you that no, it's not. It's just kind of ruining your own life, right? So have some boundaries with yourself. Have to learn how to practice this, right? That Eight of Pentacles reverse energy came up. So that's learning, right? Learn about boundaries within yourself. Learn how to integrate what you learn through this time period. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle deck. What does collective need to know today? Yeah, I'm seeing the message really vividly. Like, give yourself permission to enjoy your life. Give yourself permission. I feel like you've been kind of maybe living life a certain way, and you've been doing it for such a long time that you kind of feel a sense of, this is home, right? But Cancer season is all about planting new seeds, right? New moon just happened. Plant new seeds about what home actually is. Start to kind of look in within yourself. Like, what is home to me, actually? Is it my body? Is it a feeling? Like, what is home to me? And I feel like maybe you've been making something that doesn't feel safe or good your home base, right? Because on some level, part of you feels safe there. But on a bigger level, when you zoom out, it's like, that isn't actually home for you, though. Like, that's not conducive to your well-being. Calling your healer guides, claim your boundaries, and remember to breathe. So meditate and ask for help, right? I feel like these low frequency vibrations can have an effect on our mind and at the same time our bodies. You might be feeling stressed, right? So start to kind of take notice on how your mental state is reflected in your physical body, right? Because our bodies are home and our bodies remember everything, right? And whenever we start to stress or live in a certain frequency and vibration, it starts to take our toll on our nervous system, on our bodies, on stress, on our muscles, right? So kind of take some time to call your healer guides and ask for help in this transformation. Claim your boundaries. That's that Gevurah card, right? So claim your boundaries within yourself, right? Practice this new way of being with just establishing a sense of a safe space where you allow yourself to feel good, allow yourself for growth and new ideas to come in. A safe space that does not have these worry, stress, darts kind of coming in and intruding. No, like, claim your boundary, put up a fence, put yourself in a bubble, right? Set up an aura, set up a field of some sort when you're like, no, this is my safe space. You don't get to come and ruin it. I get to go ahead and just play and create in this space. Remember to breathe came up. So let's do it now. Let's take some 3 deep breaths that are cleansing. This really helps to kind of ground us down into our body, right? Into this air energy that surrounds us. And it automatically makes us feel better, right? You could be breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, or in through your nose, out through your nose, whatever makes you feel good, right? Just remember to breathe. Sometimes whenever we're stressed or worried, we can start to kind of get caught up, and then our body's in fight or flight, right? And all of a sudden we're breathing less and we're stressing more, and then we're just kind of on this high of stress and turmoil and drama. But claim your boundaries. Ask for help from your healer guides, right? You have the spirit team ready to help you, that wants to help you on this journey, right? You're being supported right now to learn to experience your world in a new way. On the back, I'm seeing the pray card. So definitely pray to your spirit team, pray to the universe, whatever makes you feel good, whatever is right for you. Go ahead and pray. Communicate what's in your heart, right? And I feel like that's going to help you surrender that which you cannot control, right? Because I feel like that's kind of what humans, we do, right? We try to control everything because we want things to be okay. We want things to come out a certain way. We want outcomes. We want solutions. We want the cause and effect. We want to know right now. But we're not in control of everything. And I feel like if we pray and ask for help and ask to surrender what we cannot control, we're going to see new insights on how to be supported, how to move through this time. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi. So now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale. And inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.